Well, in a span of 2 weeks, it will all be said and done. The NFL Draft 2013 will be finished. So we are getting very, very close to that time. And we bring in from DraftInsider.net our correspondent from Radio City Music Hall, the site of the NFL Draft for many years, and again this year, Mr. Tony Pauline. Tony, you have compiled your big board, your top 32, and I must say it is controversial. So let's get to it. I don't think a whole lot of people would argue necessarily that Luke Joeckel is not worthy of number one. However, you have star Lotulelei, defensive tackle with some health conditions, some concerns. He is number two ahead of Sharif Floyd. You've got Barkevious Mingo, defensive end, outside linebacker from LSU as your number three player. I'm going to go right here, Tony. Tony, some of these picks are going to raise a lot of eyebrows. Let's talk about them.
Well, I mean, they will, but they will be adjusted, especially on defense. The big board on offense has been updated. They still need some tweaking on defense. And it's not, you know, there's still some things to be played out. Let's go to star Lotulelei. I mean, does he have some health questions? Well, I think most of them were answered, you know, prior to his pro day. Or I should say prior to his pro day, and then were further answered last week when tests were sent to NFL teams, and he was not required to go back to the combine for the medical recheck. So, I mean, he has health issues, I think, for teams who were leaning not towards drafting him to begin with. And I think it's something that, you know, a lot of people will make hay of. I think, you know, it's sort of a done issue as far as Lotulelei and his heart. As far as Barkevious Mingo and Deion Jordan, you know, I could understand why people will get upset that I've got Mingo rated over Jordan at present time. But the fact is this is, you know, coming into the season, Mingo was rated as one of the top players, if not the top player in the nation. Not on defense, not a linebacker, in the nation from the junior class. Fact is at the top of his game, I think he's a little bit better than Deion Jordan. You go back and you look at last season at what happened at LSU. Something was evidently up when all those underclassmen entered the draft. The floodgates were open. Guys who were not even going to be selected in any of the seven rounds decided to enter the draft. So I think Mingo just brings a little bit more as far as not only the pass rush ability, but the ability to drop back off the line in coverage. That's not a knock against Deion Jordan. It's just that I'm very excited about Mingo's upside.
You know, Tony, there's been a lot of talk about Sharif Floyd possibly going as high as number one to the Kansas City Chiefs. You have him ranked number eight. Talk about that, and it's not a huge dip, of course, but talk about why he's not in your top five.
Well, number one, I think he's slightly overrated. I think what happens is you know, people get too high on players as we get in the weeks leading up to the draft and sometimes too low on players. I like Floyd. I think he's a very good player. I just don't think he's a dominator in the middle. I mean, he doesn't have the great size. He's an adequate but not a great pass rusher. You can use him. He's scheme diverse, but I don't think he can control the line of scrimmage as star Lotulelei can. I don't think he's the pass rusher of Deion Jordan or Barkevious Mingo. I don't think he has the shutdown abilities of, let's say, a D. Millard has a cornerback.
All right, Jarvis Jones, it's certainly been an up-and-down progression since the All-Star Games with Jarvis Jones. Some had him going very, 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 very high early. You have him kind of readjusted here at number seven. Is he the kind of player, Tony, who opinions are very mixed on him, do you think?
Oh, absolutely, for a couple of reasons. Obviously, there's the medical issue. The fact that, you know, he was released from USC because of the neck injury and the spinal stenosis, although I have heard recently that there was a very conservative doctor who basically said, we can't let this guy play. I think number two, you know, he doesn't have the great size. I mean, he's 6'2", 245, runs in the 4.8, although he plays faster. Some people think he's one-dimensional. He's just the north defender, best going up the field. I don't necessarily agree with that. But when you add everything in, the fact that, you know, he was best making plays up the field, the injury history, the fact that he's not really big and he's not super fast, I think that's going to knock him down when you look at the other players available, the Floyds, who you mentioned, the Deion Jordans and the Barkevious Mingos.
Tony, out of your first 15, 16 players, who do you think of that group has the most likelihood of just plummeting on draft weekend?
I think it would be Jarvis Jones, depending on how teams look at his you know, his medical reports. I think that's a possibility. I think a guy like Cordell Patterson could go later than people expect as well.
And what about maybe we've seen you've got number 12, you've got Ezekiel Ansah from BYU, the defensive end, who, again, has been among those top five players listed. Do you think of those group, your first 16, who could take the largest jump up on the first in the first round?
Well, I would think Ansah could go top five. I think DJ Fluker, who's further down my list, is a guy who's really moving up draft boards. He could go top 12, could go to the Miami Dolphins. I think Dayton Jones, the defensive lineman from UCLA, who a lot of people thought was a late first-round pick, he's put together some good workouts. A lot of good things being said about him as a person and his character. He's a guy who could be drafted much earlier than people expect.
All right, let's take a look at your second 16, Tony. And obviously the name that jumps out, the two names that jump out here, quarterbacks, you have listed none in the first 16. You've got Geno Smith at 19, and then you've got Matt Barkley at 24. Where are the quarterbacks? Why are they so low?
Because they're not that good. They're not great. I mean, they're not franchise signal callers. They're not the Andrew Lucks. You know, they're not the Robert Griffins. I mean, they're good. And I think what you'll see is basically this just proves the point that quarterbacks are overdrafted. You go back 2 years ago, Jake Locker was the eighth player selected in the draft. No one had Jake Locker as the eighth best player in that draft. So just because guys are ranked in certain order doesn't mean that they are necessarily drafted in that spot, especially when it comes to the quarterback. You look at Christian Ponder, how early he was drafted. I don't think too many people had Brandon Weeden last year as a top 25 selection. So it has more to do with the fact that, you know, I'm not really enthralled with this year's quarterback class. I never have been. And the fact that quarterbacks are overdrafted, which is why Geno Smith will likely be selected much earlier than I presently have him ranked.
So your message to those teams in need of a quarterback early in the draft, maybe stay away until round two or three?
It's always been that. I mean, I've always been very conservative on quarterbacks. I think there's a danger. You know, if you get a guy and he hits, you know, you're in good stead. If you get a guy and he misses, you really could put your franchise back, you know, 4 to 5 years. So you have to be very careful with the quarterbacks. I mean, again, look at what's going on with Cleveland last year. They trade back up into round one to take Whedon. I mean, there's questions. There have been questions for the past, 4 months, if he's even going to be on the roster, you know, come September.
Hey, Tony, at the cornerback position, Dee Milliner is a top five talent in your view. I had always kind of thought that there was a huge gap between Milliner and the rest of the cornerback crew. Yet you have in the top 32 a couple of other cornerbacks listed, Desmond Trufant and Xavier Rhodes. So is there really that much of a gap between Milliner and the rest of the cornerback crew?
Oh, absolutely, I think. I think Milliner is head and shoulders above all the other cornerbacks in this draft. You go down to Xavier Rhodes. He's a tremendous athlete, probably as good, if not better athlete than Dee Milliner when you look at his whole package, size, and speed. Not as polished at the with his ball skills. And then you've got Desmond Trufant, who's probably the most polished with his ball skills, but doesn't have the size or speed. I think Rhodes is a good down-the-road prospect. I think Trufant is more of the NFL-ready type of package. I think Milliner basically combines both. He's NFL-ready, and he's got a great amount of upside. I do think there's a big drop-off. But again, cornerbacks, if you look at the history, they're drafted early and often, usually selected much sooner than the prognosticators originally predict.
Last question, Tony. Boom or bust in your top 32, and then kind of combine that with where are the running backs?
There you go. I mean, you answered the question. Boom or bust would be a guy like Eddie Lacy. I mean, he's basically a one-dimensional downhill power runner. He's very good in that dimension, but he really struggles running laterally. He's not a guy who's going to create yardage. His workout yesterday was so-so. I mean, if you take a guy like Eddie Lacy at the end of round one and you don't put him in the proper position, in the proper system, I mean, he may never really amount to anything for you. And again, obviously, you got to go with the quarterbacks because it is such just a boom or bust position. You know, unless there's an Andrew Luck or a Robert Griffin, I mean, you got to look at Geno Smith. You got to look at the other guys, E.J. Manuel, who they're talking about now, potential late first round, more like a second round choice. I mean, those guys, Matt Barkley, obviously, with the senior season he's coming off of and the shoulder issue and the inability to throw the ball down the field, just by the very nature of its position, I think the quarterbacks are also boom and bust.
Tony Pauline, great work once again. We look forward to talking to you leading up to and through this 2013 NFL Draft.